भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मुखाकरोति वाचालं पङ्गोरं गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरं नमां विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। द्वैपायनो भगवान् प्रबोधात् बुद्धस्तु पाषण्डगणा प्रमादात् कल्किः कलेह कलामलत् प्रपातु धर्मावनायोरुकृतावतारः द्वैपायनो भगवान् अप्रबोधात् बुद्धस्तु पाषण्डगणा प्रमादात् कल्किः कलेह कलामलत् प्रपातु धर्मावनायोर्कृतावतारः द्वैपायनो भगवान् अप्रबोधात् बुद्धस्तु पाषण्डगणा प्रमादात् कल्किः कलेह कालामलत् प्रपातु धर्मावनायोर्कृतावतारः। द्वैपायनो भगवान् अप्रबोधात् बुद्धस्तु पाषण्डगणा प्रमादात् कल्कि कलेह कालमलत् प्रपातु द्वैपायनो भगवान् द्वैपायनो भगवान् अप्रबोधात् बुद्धास्तु पाषण्डगणा प्रमादात् कल्किकलेह कालमलत् प्रपातु द्वैपायनो भगवान् अप्रबोधात्। वर्ड् बै वर्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन् इफ् यु लैक् टु रिपीट्। द्वैपायनः श्रील व्यासदेव द गिवर् आफ् आल् वैदिक् नालेज् Bhagavan, the most powerful incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aprabodhat, from ignorance of the Shastra. Buddhahatu, also Lord Buddha. Ashandagana, of atheists, creating disillusionment for innocent people. Pramadat, from the madness. Kalihi, Lord Kalki. Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Keshava. Kale, of this Kali Yuga. Kala Malat, from the darkness of the age. Prapatu, may he protect. Dharma Avanaya, for the protection of religious principles. Uru, very great. Kritavataraha, who took an incarnation. Translation. May the personality of Godhead in his incarnation as Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddha Deva protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalki Deva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. This verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared for various purposes. Srila Vyasadeva Mahamuni compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadeva, namely the four Vedas, Sama, Yajur, Rig and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahapurana, Vyasadeva's commentary on the Brahma Sutra, and the other 17 Puranas. Only by the mercy of Srila Vyasadeva do we have so many volumes of transcendental knowledge to save us from the clutches of ignorance. As described by Srila Jayadeva Goswami in his Dashavatara Stotra, Lord Buddha apparently decried the Vedic knowledge. Nindasi yagya vidher aha shruti jatam sadaya hridaya darshita pashughatam keshavadruta buddha sharira jaya jagadisha hare. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheating by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in the Vedic yagyas, the Lord said, if the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles. Thus, he actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so he can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki Avatara is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect. And as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely, principles of surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day, they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Atheistic men generally say, yatamat tatapat, According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals has killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalki Deva, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead Narayana, unto Naranarayana Rishi, the supreme most human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Before starting the Srimad Bhagavatam class today, I would like to express my gratitude to His Grace Gyanagamya Prabhu, who is no more with us today. He is instrumental in encouraging and allowing women to give Srimad Bhagavatam classes in Sridhar Mayapur. And he at several occasions tried to encourage me to do this service, and he used to tell me that this is the very crucial devotional service because you will make all efforts to prepare well and study Srimad Bhagavatam at least for this sake. So I would like to express my gratitude to him, and we miss him. And I would also like to request all the assembled Vaishnavas to please grant me your blessings and permission to express some points on this verse. This verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is very important because it is about the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. It is about Srila Vyasadeva. The first word in this verse is Dvaipayana. Dvaipayana actually means one who is born on an island. Dvipa means island, like Navadvipa, and Dvaipayana means one who is born on the island. So Srila Vyasadeva is known with different names. He is also known as Vedavyasa because he is the compiler of all the Vedas. He is also known as Badarayana. Srila Prabhupada explains all the different names of Vyasadeva in first canto. And Badarayana means one who dwells under the Badari tree, and he used to wear the barks of the Badari tree as a cloth, and he used to eat the fruits from the Badari tree. So therefore he was called Badarayana. And in fact in Badari Kashram, there is still the place where Vyasadeva used to stay. So who is this Vyasadeva? So in the verse it is said Bhagavan. So Vyasadeva is one of the incarnations of the Supreme Lord. Although he doesn't come among the 10 Dashavataras, it is said that Vyasaya Vishnu Rupaya Vyasa Rupaya Vishnave Namo Vai Brahma Nidaye Vasishtaya Namo Namaha. So the Shastras explain that Vyasadeva is none other than Vishnu Rupa, and Vishnu is none other than Vyasadeva. And who is this Vyasadeva? He is coming in the lineage of Vasishtha Muni. So if we see the five generations, first was Vasishtha, and then was very, very powerful Muni Shakti. And after Shakti was Parashara Muni, who is the father of Vyasadeva. Parashara and Satyavati were the parents of Srila Vyasadeva, and the famous Shukadeva Goswami is the son of Srila Vyasadeva. So this is the lineage of Vyasadeva. And it is also said Vyasam Vasishta Naptaram Shakti Pautrama Kalmusham. This is the lineage. And And
Vasishtha Shakti.
I'm just checking if that's correct. Yeah. So the next word, Aprabodha, is very significant in this verse because Srila Vyasadev was very merciful towards the human beings. He wanted to uplift our consciousness. And I was actually smiling when I saw Srila Prabhupada saying that we should be grateful to Srila Vyasadev for giving us Srimad Bhagavatam. And I was thinking, without Srila Prabhupada, we wouldn't have got Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Prabhupada personally translated all the texts of Srimad Bhagavatam. We know how many austerities Srila Prabhupada went through. He personally edited them. He personally went to the printer. He personally worked with the artists and did all the work. And he personally distributed Srimad Bhagavatam. So, without all this austerities and efforts of Srila Prabhupada, we wouldn't have been able to access Srila Vyasadeva's works. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamunikrite Kimba Parairishvara. So Srimad Bhagavatam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, it is said that it is not an ordinary person who has actually compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srila Vyasadeva, he put together all the Vedas. Vedas are eternal. It always exists. But it existed in the Shruti form. But Srila Vyasadeva actually put all this together. Also Srimad Bhagavatam always existed. But he's the one who actually compiled it and divided it and gave it to the humankind. What is very interesting about Vyasadeva is this. I find it very intriguing. Srila Vyasadeva is still there on earth, in India, in Badrikashram. There are some great sages, saints, who can actually converse with him. There's a friend I have, she actually wrote a letter to Srila Vyasadeva, thanking him for writing Srimad Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and giving us this great treasure. So if you go to Badri, make sure you go to this cave. Of course, he may not be present in the physical form, in the sense of, he's present in the spiritual realm. He's there. And it is also said that Madhvacharya is learning the Shastras from Srila Vyasadeva even today. That's what I find very interesting. Just like Brahma also, he's still around. That's the beauty of our movement, of our Krishna consciousness. These millions and millions of years old sages from Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, they're still around. Wow. Okay. Oh, Vyasadeva is another thing. Is Vyasasan, it also comes from Vyasadeva. Because there wouldn't be a Vyasasan if there were no scriptures. Because what are we going to talk about? What are we going to give a lecture about? So, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is given by him, and therefore this is called Vyasasan. In Kali Yuga, we are Manda Sumanda Matayo. Manda Bhagyahi Upadrita. So Vyasadev makes us lucky. Vyasadev gives us this opportunity. Actually, I should keep saying Srila Prabhupada because he's our link, he's our connection. In this particular verse, the meditation is on who is this Vyasadev? And another is also Vyasa Puja. We celebrate the Vyasa Puja of our Guru. And through Guru is how we receive knowledge. We cannot receive it directly. Because Guru represents Vyasa. Therefore we celebrate Vyasa Puja. I learned a particular meditation of every time paying obeisances, we generally recite our Guru Pranam Mantra and Srila Prabhupada Mantra. And one devotee friend actually shared how if we can consciously meditate when we're praying, we're entering the temple of the Lord and we're trying to introduce ourselves to the Lord, because the point is we cannot approach directly to to the Lord. So we are saying, I am the disciple of such and such guru. I come in the parampara of Srila Prabhupada. So my dear Lord, accept my prayers, accept my service through this. And I found this to be very transformational. It just changes the whole perspective of how we approach service, how we approach anything we are doing, because that's our identity. Like even today when you go to South Indian temples, they will ask you, what is your name? What is your nakshatra? What is your gotra? And they actually tell the Lord that this person comes from this family. Krishna Das, Bharini Nakshatra, Achyuta Gotra, coming from, and then they say Kali Yuga. No, they actually mention to the Lord which Yuga we are in. It's very interesting. One of the most important works of Vyasadeva is Srimad Bhagavatam, because after he put together all the four Vedas and Srimad Mahabharata, in the first canto we see that he becomes very dissatisfied. That's when Narada Muni comes and encourages him to directly describe the glories and pastimes of the Supreme Lord, and that's when he composes Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Shastrabdi Piyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhantaratnadya, Sarva Vedaika Drikprada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu, Kali Dvanto Ditaditya, Shri Krishna Parivartita. We would recite this together. The translation of this beautiful verse. This beautiful verse is composed by Srila Sanatana Goswami in Krishna Lila Stava. And the translation is, O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnavas, O Lord, you are the sun arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga. You are actually Krishna who has returned amongst us. So in this verse we see this ignorance of Prabodhat, this ignorance of the Shastra. We all have to some extent experience of darkness, because darkness is related to ignorance. Lights are off, we are at night, we are trying to find something, we can't see anything, everything is dark, and we may trip, we may make things fall. It's very uncomfortable. And the light is knowledge. So knowledge is what gives us the eyes to see. And Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. I am born in that darkest ignorance. That's our default state. No, there's no need for activating ignorance. It's always there, all pervading in us. And what is that knowledge? The knowledge actually is the torchlight of knowledge is what gives us the vision, and it cannot be given by ourselves. It has to be given by Guru, by the spiritual master. And I have personal experience of studying Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing Srimad Bhagavatam with Ganga Mataji and few other devotees few years ago, and I have to say that it was my savior. Made kabandhu mat sangi mat guru man mahadana man nishtaraka mat bhagya madananda namostute. This is also from the same Krishna Lilashtava by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And this is, O Srimad Bhagavatam, my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So I was going through some difficult things in my life and different decisions I had to make and different services. I had to travel to different places, austerities. But one thing that always gave me relief, that wealth that I could find, that friend, the companion, was Srimad Bhagavatam. because I couldn't take Ganga Mataji with me. And Srimad Bhagavatam was, and the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, the points that we had discussed with the devotees would keep popping up in my mind. So I realized that Srimad Bhagavatam, by studying it, discussing with devotees, creates new samskaras, which actually helps us at a time of difficulty. Things pop up and like, oh yeah, I remember discussing this. I also would like to share that my grandmother, she went through a lot of difficulties in her life. She had extreme, I don't know how in Kali Yuga a woman like that can exist. That level of the tolerance, that level of intelligence as well. Because sometimes we may be tolerant but become ignorant, not really fight to get this knowledge. But she was very tolerant. And many years later I asked her, what is your secret? How were you able to handle so many people, join family, very, 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 very to the power of 10 difficult mother-in-law? How did you manage? And she said, I went through Srimad Bhagavatam 24 times. So she's studying with Bhagavatam maybe 25 times now, and she knows every character of Srimad Bhagavatam, and she will never waste time. She's always with the book there, reading, studying. Her birthday is coming in a few days, and she would be 82, and she's very, very attached to Srimad Bhagavatam, and she shared with me how, I mean, I won't get into details, but every time she had a difficulty, a particular story will come to her mind of Srimad Bhagavatam, a particular preaching point of Narada Muni will come to her, Dhruva Maharaj's face would appear in front of her eyes, Prahlad Maharaj's face would appear, and she would tell herself, nobody is setting poisonous snakes around me, nobody is throwing me up top from the mountain, you know, what do I have to complain? So she associated with Srila Vyasadeva. She was in a difficult situation because she wasn't able to associate with Hare Krishna devotees. She was in the house, Vedic wife, but she took advantage and took association of Vyasadeva. And she's one of my inspirations. And one more thing is, through her, what I learned was when we wear the lens of Srimad Bhagavatam, so that's called the Shastra Chakshush. So when we have those lens, then the whole world starts looking different. We start seeing the world through the Shastra. And it's not really based anymore on feelings. Like a few days ago, Mahatma Prabhu gave the class and he was saying how our mind tricks us all the time, telling us, oh, I feel to do this, I don't feel to do my dharma. So when we get attached to studying Bhagavatam in the association of devotees, we don't work anymore under that feeling aspect, but we start working under Shastra Chakshusha. And therefore, all of our conversations should be based in this way. I heard from a friend that in the school here, international school, some of the kids are, they're born in their blood is Hare Krishna blood. They're very much interested in understanding more about Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada, in their heart. But because of trying to fit in the crowd, the other students, as soon as you show some interest, oh really, you know, studying Bhagavad Gita or wanting to go to the temple more often, they start calling them PD. PD means, oh, pure devotee. So the kids are like made fun of when they show some, is that right? We have a teacher from, I don't know if the teachers know this, but this is a student circle words and language. So some people feel that block in order to be able to become more interested, have everything to do with Shastra. And actually I thought we are also like that. When we become adults, we still don't give up that. Then somebody asks us, hey, oh, you rented a new place, how is it? And then the conversation leads to something else. And somehow, although we are supposed to have all our conversations related to Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it kind of becomes unnecessary topics. So I told myself that if I don't say no to certain conversations which is not leading to something productive, something Krishna conscious, I'm telling no to Srimad Bhagavatam. just my realization. Because it's easy to just, you know, kind of get busy and not have the time to and be practical. But the truth is, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. That's the only way. Bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. So every day, if we can actually dedicate our time to studying Srimad Bhagavatam, I have a very wise friend. Every time, any conversation we have, somehow or another, this devotee knows very well how to lead that conversation to Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Oh, you know what you say reminds me of what Narada Muni told Prachinabari, you know? And then the devotee explains that. And oh, you know this problem of yours? Arjuna had the same issue. And you know what Krishna told him? And then the devotee says this. And it's very amazing because it's light, it's jnana, it opens up new perspectives. So it's possible. That's my point. It's possible to have all our conversations dedicated. Because we cannot do it alone. We have to do it in the association of devotees. My grandmother, she also taught me a song sung by Vaishnava Acharya. The song goes like this. Uttamara sangatiya yanagittu salaho chittada janaka muravairi Krishna. Uttamara sangatiya. So her advice, the dasa's, the Vaishnava Acharya's advice is always associate, always desire, always hanker for the association of pure devotees. Chittada janaka, my dear Lord, this is my only request. Please always keep me in the association of your pure devotees. Because the chitta is the intelligence. So if we are with devotees, then we also get molded according to the pure devotee's mood, according to the pure devotee's priorities. That's our natural tendency. Also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also says that Ekaki ama nahi paya bala harinama sankirtane. Ekaki amar nahi paya bala means ekaki means I cannot do this alone. I just cannot. I don't have the bala. I don't have the strength to do this alone. Do what? To understand Krishna consciousness, to be able to surrender to Krishna, I cannot do it alone. So, what is the solution?
Tumi kripa kori shraddha bindu diya deho Krishna namadhane.
So by the mercy of the Vaishnava, by the mercy of the devotees, that's how we can get a drop of mercy. Kripa bindu diya. We can get that mercy to be able to Krishna Nama Dhane. We will be able to accept Krishna's holy name. Srila Prabhupada in 11th canto, he says, this is the way to receive knowledge. One must submit oneself at the lotus feet of great personalities who can actually deliver transcendental knowledge. And he says, only one who is actually eager to receive knowledge can eradicate the darkness of ignorance. Then he is eligible to approach a guru, a spiritual master. The guru should not be approached for material benefits. I found this very interesting because many times, especially Indian people, as soon as you say, please take up to Krishna consciousness, accept a guru, they have some material motivation behind. Oh, if I will surrender to the guru, then my life will become more auspicious. My children will have good education. I will be able to have better economic status. So Srila Prabhupada is condemning that. He's saying that that is not why a guru should be approached. Prabhupada also, in that purport, he says, we should not approach Krishna for asking, oh, please cure my disease or please give me some other material benediction. So what I found this The interesting is, just before he says that what guru should not be approached, he also says that you will not be able to approach the guru unless you're very eager to want transcendental knowledge. So first we should, sometimes we may have a guru, we may be initiated, but our consciousness is not yet on the level of, I want this divya gyan, hriday prakashito. Because probably we are not thinking divya gyan, hriday prakashito means that the transcendental knowledge will come from the heart. How? Prema bhakti jaha hoite. Through that pure devotion. And chakudan dilo dei janne janne prabhu se. So, if we have any material motivation to accept a guru, we cannot have this chakudan dilo dei janne janne prabhu se. We are not going to think, let me serve him life after life. Because it becomes something about me, now, my body, my family, and it becomes superficial. Because guru is not the principle, guru is actually a person. What does it mean? Guru, Vaishnava is white, is important. I found fourth canto, Srila Prabhupada is saying this. This is, I found it so poetic and beautiful. The Lord from within enlightens the devotees by the effulgence of the nails of his lotus feet. And his representative, the spiritual master, enlightens from without. It's beautiful. So the nails of the lotus feet of the Lord gives us that knowledge from within, and the spiritual master gives us from outside. Only by thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord and always taking the spiritual master's advice can one advance in spiritual life and understand Vedic knowledge. This aspect of lotus feet of the Lord and Guru, like when we say Prabhupada. So Prabhupada actually means Lord's lotus feet. And when we say Jainamom Vishnupada, when we glorify our spiritual master, we always use these words, Prabhupada, Vishnupada. It actually means that service begins through the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is the lotus feet of the Lord. Okay, we have a few minutes. I would like to also share a little something about Buddha and Kalki as well. Sometimes we may think that knowledge is expensive. Education, getting educated is expensive. So there is a proverb that says, if you think knowledge or education is expensive, try ignorance. And there's another saying, if you're not willing to learn, nobody can help you. But if you're determined to learn, no one can stop you. And ignorance, what does ignorance mean? Pramadat means madness. And Srila Prabhupada quotes Madhvacharya. And he says that mad people, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're thinking, they don't know what they're acting upon, and therefore they create a lot of problems. I heard from my friend here, she would say, there is nothing in between degradation or progress. Either you're degrading or you're progressing. There's no other options. It's either light or it's darkness. When Daksha, in the story of Daksha, Lord Shiva tries to explain to Parvati something that is very relevant for this prayer that we are going to make for Buddha Dev. And Shiva tells Parvati, your father, he does have remarkable qualities, but this is a problem for him, not a virtue. Learning, discipline, wealth, beauty, power, all these six qualities have negative effects when they appear in people whose hearts are not good. These good qualities only increase pride, and pride makes us blind and forgetfulness of the greatness of others. That's what is this pramadat. Sometimes we may think, I know, and then it becomes pride. And instead of watering the seed of bhakti, we are actually feeding the weeds in our heart. And then when our pride becomes too much, we end up doing stupid things. Yesterday I heard a story. We were doing a Chaitanya Charitamrita class. There was a devotee who became very upset about a little book that was published about Tulsi Devi. And there was a particular sentence in that book that upset this devotee very much. I'm not going to tell you what, because why should we even talk about it? But the principle is, he did not like a particular thing spoken about Tulsi Devi. It was inappropriate. That book was hardly known by anybody. Just few people knew it. It was distributed on a personal basis. But this devotee started to propagate and say, this book is saying something so bad about Tulsi Devi. And he said, what was that bad thing? And it became all over the internet. Everybody started to know. People who didn't even know what the book was about want to see that book now. The book became very famous. And the funny thing that happened was, what he did not like about Tulsi Devi became more famous due to him, not because of the author. So, coming to this point of when we can become conflictual, try to fight for something unnecessary, that's very much related with Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, we are bound to be manda sumanda matayo, means dull-headed and without proper intelligence. We become influenced by age of Kali. One thing also, the default in Kali Yuga is that we don't have to activate this pramadat, this madness, because it's in the internet. When we say Kali, the influence of these atheists, philosophers, what Srila Prabhupada is talking about, it is there pervading in the internet or TV. But TV, who watches these days? Internet. You go there are millions of sites. People can watch anything and everything under earth. You can associate with these atheistic people through movies, through sports, through news. It's very easy to actually get influenced by Kali. In other words, you don't have to step out of Mayapur to get the influence of Kali. You can be sitting in Mayapur peacefully in the morning trying to chant your japa, and then we hear these loudspeakers of Bollywood songs. Oh, some, you know, they describe two idiots who are attracted to each other and they're talking about love and this and that. So that's the influence of Kali. And that can influence our minds, our samskaras. So we don't have to do anything special. That's the point. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Sankirtan Yagya has to be performed just for the sake of having enough rain and food. We may think sometimes as devotees, oh, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm progressing spiritually. But actually in this age of Kali, Sankirtan Yagya is even super, even basic, just to even be able to remain normal and sane and not get completely mad. What to speak of if we want to really progress? And another misconception we may have is, we may think that kirtan means only with mridangam and kartal. But actually kirtanam means glorification of the Lord. And listening to Srimad Bhagavatam, discussing the scriptures, is also kirtanam. How many of us here have this experience? We try to chant our rounds and our mind is completely thinking of something not about Krishna and not about the holy name. How many of us have that experience? Yeah. So, our mind is very tricky. It knows how to do something through the mouth and get spaced out here and there. But when we actually focus our vision, our mind, into what devotees' realizations are about Srimad Bhagavatam, it's different. Because you don't have friends who are encouraging the mind wandering around. They bring it back and they say, yeah, you may feel this, but Krishna also felt. But just sit down and do this service, serve your guru, listen to your guru, right? Sometimes to be able to become receptive to Vedic knowledge, real knowledge, we have to go through super big difficulty. Krishna has to punch us on the face sometimes to actually wake up and say, oh, I really want to know. And the story comes to mind is Chitraketu. When Angira Muni appeared, Chitraketu's mind was too much engrossed about the sun that he wanted. He wanted a sun. He was not willing to listen from Angira Muni the goal of life or the purpose of life or what is the purpose of life. He was too much attached. I want the sun, I want the sun, I want the sun, I want the sun. So Angira Muni just said, okay, you have your sun, Harsha Shoka. Harsha means happiness, Shoka means distress. So he had this boy who gave a lot of happiness, and then he passed away because the co-wives poisoned the child. You will see that little while in the next few chapters. And then he became completely exhausted, completely bewildered, frustrated, depressed. Then he became open for knowledge. Then we will see later chapters, he asks Angira Muni, please tell me what is knowledge, how do I actually understand, what can I do? So sometimes even in our life, the influence of Kalkidev has to come, smash us left and right. Oh, you thought this material desire will give you happiness? Here you go. Okay, then we get it out of our system, and then we realize that actually I want to go deeper. I actually want to understand what is my purpose. So I would like to conclude with Srila different incarnations come, they try to wake us up, try to save us from Kali's influence. There's a shloka that says, Jaya Jaya Tu Siriyadu Varanyane Jaya Jaya Tu Jana Moha Buddhane Jaya Jaya Tu Kali Kalma Shagnane Kalki Namakane Jaya Jaya Tu Kali Kalma Shagnane Kalki Namakane. So the Kali's Kalmasha, the dirt of Kali is washed away by different incarnations coming and purifying our minds. And this verse exactly describes these avatars of Vyasadeva, Buddha and Kalki. And we have our Channa avatar, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who actually comes. And also Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari. So Lord Chaitanya again comes and again tries to revive our dormant love towards Krishna. So to conclude, I would like to emphasize these points. Time goes by, every day passes. Prabhupada emphasizes again and again, especially Grihasthas, he says, besides Srimad Bhagavatam class, also you should study Srimad Bhagavatam for 1 hour every day. There's a letter where Srila Prabhupada says this. Second point I would like to emphasize is, please let us become more and more aware of the kind of association we are in and try to channel those associations more towards Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and become more serious about seeing the world through Shastra. And the third thing is, let us pray to the Lord to always keep us in that association, because association of pure devotees is not cheap. It does not just come as we like. It comes only by the mercy of the Lord, and the mercy of the Lord is gotten by the mercy of the devotees. So I will end this with the shloka of Srila Sanatana Goswami of Srimad Bhagavatam. Asadhu sadhu tadayin ati nicho chataraka hana muncha kadachinma prema hritkantayo spura. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please don't ever leave me. Please become manifest in my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love for Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Vyasadeva ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. I went a little over time, I'm sorry, but if somebody has any questions, we could take it, but formally we can end here. Thank you very much. Yes, Prabhu. Can we have the mic? Yeah.
Hare Krishna, thank you for inspiring us so much with your understanding of the scriptures and inspiring us to hear and chant not just the holy name but Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm part of the Vaishnava Care team, and as one of the leaders on the team, we're starting this Sadhu Sangha through the hearing and chanting through discussion of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion. And I found that when we started these scriptural discussion groups with like-minded devotees, it's been really amazing and how the samskaras of the scriptures, the verses, are really awakened in the heart. And when we're chanting, even our rounds, our japa, then those samskaras are in the heart, and we become more attached to the holy name and to Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam. So thank you for inspiring us. And if anybody is interested in coming to our scriptural discussion groups, we're starting the introduction on Friday, the 22nd of May, and then it's called what is real Sadhu Sangha. So sometimes we think, oh, Sadhu Sangha is just associating with devotees and doing some nonsense, but real Sadhu Sangha is through scripture and chanting. So we'll discuss that. And then the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th is how to engage in Sadhu Sangha or scriptural discussion groups. So if anyone's interested, I'll post that. And thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes, Prabhu.
Mataji, thank you for your enlightening class. One question I had on Srimad Bhagavatam is that Srimad Bhagavatam is non-different from Lord Krishna himself, right? And for us devotees, that's a medium, it's both an end for us to study Srimad Bhagavatam. But then in the material world, we see that they also like kind of...
Who?
In the material world.
Material world.
Yeah, we see people also like they are conducting Srimad Bhagavatam like open classes, mm-hmm. right? We have this sapta and all those things. But then they do it for like material motives, like they to collect money, like, you know, for certain, like for philanthropy, etc. So sometimes I wonder, like, don't they get some sort of sukriti so that they can become from non-devotees to devotees, because they are doing it simply for, sometimes maybe they're doing it for spiritual purposes, but then there's some other motive, like, you know, to collect money and like you know to felicitate somebody, like, you know, there's a material tinge to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the exercise that happens. So I just wonder, like, what will be the benefit for both the hearer and for the reciter in that sort of context?
Thank you very much for your question. Would anybody like to answer that? Okay. What comes to mind is a funny story. Okay. One day, this is a true story, reported by customer care service of a particular program, WordPerfect. So there was a man who was having this new computer and he was working on it, and then suddenly the WordPerfect disappeared. So he calls the customer care and he says, hello customer care, and the customer representative says, yes sir, how may I help you? And this person says, I've been using this WordPerfect and suddenly all the words disappeared. Can you help me? And then the lady says, can you move your cursor around your monitor and tell me what's actually happening? And he says, ma'am, what's a monitor? And then he says, okay, that screen that you see in front of you, which looks like the TV screen, that's called a monitor. Oh, okay, the monitor. And then he says, no, I don't see anything, there's nothing there. Then she says, can you look if there is the power button which shows if it's on power? And then he says, I cannot see that. Then she says, okay, this guy, who is this guy? She says, can you check if your computer is plugged? And he says, what's a plug? She says, you know that wire which connects the black thing? Oh, yeah, I see the power here. Yes, I see the plug here. Okay. Can you check if that is where it's going and if it's connected to the pin? Then he says, I cannot reach it. She said, maybe bend down a little bit, you know, put your knee around and see, can you do that? He says, no, I'm not saying that the angle is not right. I cannot see because the room is dark. Then she says, room is dark, put on the lights. And then he says, I can't. Why? Because there's a power outage, just like now. And she says, a power what? And then she realizes, and she says, sir, can you please bring together all your stuff that you brought, all the computer and all the things? And he says, yes, I can. Do you have all the manuals and cables and everything you brought? Yes, I have. Please pack everything as it was when you bought it. Pack it nicely. Go back to the store and give it back. And he says, is it that bad? She says, I'm sorry, yes it is. And he says, what will I tell the people when I give back this? Just tell them that you're darn stupid to use a computer. So the point of this story is that sometimes people may have everything, they know everything, but the source of everything, which is the electricity, in our context we can say the mercy of the Guru, mercy of Srila Vyasadeva, coming in the disciplic succession, no, the electricity coming through the West Bengal Electricity Department and then coming all over here. If that is not there, people may not know what is a monitor. People may not know what is the cable that connects. People may not know what is a cursor. So, in terms of like advancement or knowledge, it's like this. Because, I mean, I met a lot of people like this. A lot of people. They know Bhishma, they know the whole Vishnu Sahasranam, but then they think that God is impersonal. At the same time, having said that, now that I got it out of my system, to be fair, to be appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam's potency, definitely it's much better to listen to the story of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, which, by the way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself listened to 100 times. He asked Gadadhar Pandit to recite Dhruva Maharaj's pastime and Prahlad Maharaj's pastime 100 times. So it's amazing to be able to get in touch with these personalities, to hear about them anyhow. But of course, it may not give you the same benefit. It may not really help you progress quickly. Again, having said that, depends very much on the sincerity of the person. If a person is proud, all the good qualities in a proud person is a waste. So if the person is very proud about this knowledge and he says, what is this international guru, your white guru and all, it doesn't work out. I know people who say that. Then maybe it takes many lifetimes to actually come back on track. But there are people who are innocent. They are ignorant about the Lord's personal form, the Guru, the Vaishnavas association. But when you tell them, they actually easily take up to it. So it's like, if this person who doesn't know what is a monitor, what is a cursor, if he's willing, if he's humble, and he says, can you tell me what it is? Then you explain, sir, the computer doesn't work when there is no electricity. We get it. But if the person is proud and he says, like, what is this? This thing doesn't work. You people, your company doesn't know how to do this. Then he cannot get the benefit. So I would say everything depends on the motivation of these people who hear. Srila Prabhupada is very heavy. He says rascals to those who kind of talk about Vedic scriptures without really being connected to Vedic essential point. At the same time, those hearers, they may be innocent. Not innocent, but ignorant. Sometimes innocent also. Does it help? Yeah. Hi, Bo Lalita.
Thank you for your class very much. I just, perhaps I had, you mentioned Guru is not a principle, Guru is a person. I also heard that Guru is a principle. And it's kind of like, could you define it? properly, so I would understand it, because I had a misconception about it.
I'll have to make a little more research on that.
Oh, right.
Because both may be true, but how we explain it may be different.
You mean different kinds of gurus, you mean?
I need to do a little research before. Thank you very much, Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Hare Krishna.